So you've secured a referral to see someone for an assessment, but what happens now? Next, we'll hear from Matt.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what to expect on the day and also the diagnostic report. There's no national one set way of how to carry out a diagnostic assessment for autism spectrum disorder. So because of this, it's really important to emphasise that local professionals will have different procedures for assessment. If you're in an area where multi-agency assessments are used, then often the team will carry out separate assessments. These are usually brought together by a team leader, and this team leader could be any member of the diagnostic team. In some areas, the whole assessment will be carried out by one relevant professional. The most important point to make is that whoever the child is seeing, whether it's an individual or a team, is that they've had the relevant training and have the experience in diagnosing autism spectrum disorders. Assessors use a variety of diagnostic tools, checklists and observations in order to make their diagnosis. The National Autism Plan for Children recommends that assessments as well as a developmental history are carried out at the time of diagnosis. And you can find out more about these by accessing the information through the National Autistic Society website. The National Autism Plan for Children is only guidance and not law. It does not mean that these assessments will always be carried out. After you've had the assessments, it's hoped that you'll be provided with a detailed report containing both findings and recommendations for support. It's important that the diagnosis is clearly stated. Phrases such as "has autistic tendencies" are not very helpful because they imply that a child does not have an ASD. This can cause problems when trying to access ASD-specific support. Sometimes the report is given at the end of the assessment, at other times it's typed up and sent to you later. The professionals should give you plenty of time to ask questions. If you don't understand any part of the report or anything that the professionals have said during the whole assessment, don't be afraid to ask for clarification. This may mean phoning back a few days later. Medical professionals can sometimes presume patients understand the medical jargon that they use. If you're unclear about what you read in the report when you receive it, you may also find it helpful to read the article that Lorna Wing has written, which helps explain diagnostic labels, and that you can also find on the National Autistic Society website or by contacting the helpline. Some professionals also offer follow-up. What this includes varies depending on the service. Sometimes it can be regular visits to monitor progress, while others is simple telephone advice.
Thanks, Matt. Receiving a diagnosis of an autism spectrum disorder can be a relief for some parents, but for others it's a big shock. In either case, moving on from a diagnosis can seem daunting and many people wonder what to do next. We provide an online service called Signpost, and you can access this at www.autism.org.uk/signpost. After you've entered some basic information about your child and their diagnosis, you'll be presented with personalised information relevant to you and your child's age, diagnosis and the area that you live in. This can be a starting point for accessing support from the local authorities and for meeting others in your area with a child with an autism spectrum disorder. We also run 4 post-diagnostic programmes in some parts of the country. Early Bird, for parents of children under school age. Early Bird Plus, for parents of children aged 4 to 8. Help, for parents of children of school age and above. And Help 2, a series of seminars focusing on ASD-related topics. You can find out more about these on our website, and also if we run any of these programmes near to you. For further information, please contact us on the helpline, or you can read more about each of the programmes on our website.